Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is, once again, Lawyer's Road Review. Today's episode, The Ministry of Bad Lyrics. I was driving around in my car. I've got the Sirius radio. It's really good. And they have the Beatles channel. And they've been playing regularly a song that doesn't really fit in the modern era. It's called Run for Your Life. And the whole thing is who's ever singing it, I don't know if it's McCartney or Lennon, but you better run for your life, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man, that's the end. I mean, this is 1965. I mean, misogyny, I think it was just the way things were, right? You know that I'm a jealous man and I was born with a wicked mind, but that's okay because it's 1965 and you better not leave me, okay? And I thought, well, you know, where did they get this idea, you know? So I started looking around and by golly, I find it again in an Elvis tune, Baby, Let's Play House. Now, it starts off kind of old school, right? Baby, Let's Play House. Here's the lyrics. Well, you may go to college, you may go to school, you may have a pink Cadillac, but you be nobody's fool. Now, baby, come back. Come back, baby. Come back, baby. I want to play house with you. Okay? So that's, you know, that's very old school, right? That's, you know, 1950s, okay? But then it gets down to the last verse, and here I see this again. I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than to be with another man. Come back, baby. I want to play house with you. Doesn't that sound enticing, girls? My first experience with bad lyrics from the King of Rock and Roll, though, had to be Shake, Rattle, and Roll, because there's this line in that tune about, get into the kitchen, make some noise with those pots and pans. Wow. No, that doesn't fit too well, but that's okay. Here's our big consolation prize. Are you ready? Elvis was gay, okay? Have you ever listened to the lyrics of Jailhouse Rock? Listen closely. Number 47 said to number 3, you're the cutest jailbird I ever did see. What? Okay, now they did a music video of this, like in the 50s, before MTV, right? And, you know, it's Elvis, and he's wearing a striped shirt, and they're behind bars, and he's sort of had this dance routine with these other guys, right? And then this girl appears, a little blonde gal, wearing, you know, a boat neck striped shirt. She could be in the French Navy. But he sings this to her. Number 47 says to number 3, you're the cutest jailbird I ever did see. And nobody believes it because they don't have co-ed prisons, not even now. Okay, so Elvis was gay. Of course, the ultimate song about domestic violence, the cycle of domestic violence, has got to be Neil Sedaka's Breaking Up is Hard to Do, right? They say that breaking up is hard to do. Now I know that it's true. Don't say that this is the end. Instead of breaking up, I wish we were making up again. I beg of you, don't say goodbye. Can't we give our love another try? After all that we have been through, breaking up is hard to do. So there's your cycle of domestic violence, which was preceded by being in jail and living out your life with pots and pans and not being allowed to go to college, apparently, is what the lyric was about. And these lyrics are terrible. And I think that they just belong in a museum called The Ministry of Bad Lyrics. And that's my Lawyer's Road Review. Short for today.